Ches.
Okay.
Nimsa makam hanachas ha'itzim. Nimsa makam hanachas ha'itzim. Let's say the dead sheriff has found the place where you put the wood. That means on the bottom. I guess it means on the bottom. Is there going to be a picture? There is no picture. Okay, nimsa makam hanachas ha'itzim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer min asof ha'chitzayim v'lefnim tameh. V'achacham oimer min asof ha'pnim v'lechutz tohar. Let's see the Rav. Rav says, Nimsa b'mokem hanochas ha'itzim, Nimsa ha'sheretz b'mokem ha'mishablichim bo'i eich.
Second, trying to find a place. Thank you.
So. Okay, so Nimsa ha'sheretz b'mokem ha'mishablichim bo'i es bo'ho eich v'itzim b'kira. Oh, b'kira. Now, how did he know that? How did the Rav know dealing with b'kira? He jumped to b'kira. Kira is... What?
Here is... have b'kira in mind.
No, it doesn't say Kira. Well, you don't have the Kira?
I do.
In the Rav.
Yeah, I got it.
Nimsa sheretz mokam shamlichim boi ho'esh ho'etzim b'kira v'u mokam shamashlichim mimenu ho'esh misfas beis ha'mochad. It's a place where you shamashlichim mimenu ho'esh misfas from the edge of the beis ha'mochad, from the place of the fire. V'nasaf ha'chitzen v'lefnim tamei do'evi kos ha'kira nechshav k'lefnim, the thickness of the coast of Akira's Kilfnim, Hilhu Terakira, period. Bahamim ain't over because Akira Nashaval Kilhut, Ainukus to Venik to Kasaka Shokira, Valaka Ham. So, Machlaikis, we learned yesterday just to review. Okay, we learned yesterday when it comes to the Tanur. We learned about the Ayin of the Tanur. We learned yesterday the common denominator was if you find the Sheretz in the thickness of the Ayin of the Tanur, it's considered to be on the outside of the Tanur. Remember that yesterday? Here we have the Tanur, here we have the Ayin. This is called the Ayin of the Tanur. If you find the Sheretz on the rim, on the edge of the Ayin of the Tanur, that's considered to be on the outside. And the oven is Tor. That was yesterday. Here we have a Tanur, here we have the Ayin of the Tanur. This is the Ayin of the Tanur. The Ayin of the Tanur has a thickness, right? You see this thickness? If the dead Sheretz is found or on resting on this thickness, the Tanur is Tohar, according to all opinions. Because the thickness of the Tanur is considered to be on the outside of the Tanur. Along comes this mission, says that may be well and true and fine by a Tanur. But that's not true when it comes to a Kira. A Kira is...
It's funny, didn't we say in last Mishnah, both Tana, Kira, and a third one?
No, that was a different halacha. That was in regard, a Tana, Kira, was in a case like this. Okay, that was a different case. That wasn't a different case. Okay, that was a different case. Can I remember which case says we have to go back to the different Mishnah? But here we're talking about the thickness of the wall of the oven itself. So when we look over here, we go and you find the dead sheretz on the ayin, that's by a tanner. But here the key here is the picture. Basically, it's this picture. Here it's showing you this picture, and it's showing you over here the thickness of the wall. If you find the dead sheretz in the thickness, the key will also be tameh. You see the thickness in the dotted line. The dotted line includes the thickness of the wall. Good? Are you with me?
I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to understand what's going on.
Here we have a Kira. Yeah. Inside the Kira, there's 1 foot. The thickness of the walls themselves take up 2 inches.
It's 1 foot, the whole thing here?
Inside. Let's say it's inside, from here to here.
A foot?
Inside, yeah. Make believe.
Okay.
What about the thickness of the walls themselves? Are the thickness considered to be the inside, or are the thickness considered
that's
to be the outside?
Old question.
So here along comes the mission that says the thickness of the walls, according to the first man the Yomar, is the inside. And this is how we differentiate the Kira from the Tanur. The Tanur, the thickness of the walls, considered to be the outside. The Kira, the thickness of the walls, are considered to be the inside. Okay, that's all it says. Nimsa mekayim hanochas ha'etzim. If you find a dead sheretz in the place of the plate where you put the wood, where do you put the wood? You put the wood even according to what it says over here is nimsa sheretz mokam shemanichim bay ho'esh ha'etzim v'kira fu mokam shemashlichim mimenu ho'esh misfas beis ha'mikdash. The place that you take shemashlichim mimenu ho'esh from the edge of the place of the fire. Menasof ha'chitzen v'lefnim tamei. The oive koistei hakira nechshav kilefnim. The thickness of the kira is considered to be on the inside. Good? B'chachamim that's really hold no. I'm ainev because that kiyuk nechshak elokiluchutz. Lainik okay, esrecha shel kibah b'halach chachamim. Tula says.
Okay, nifsim makam hanachas eitzim.
If you find a dead sheretz in the place where you put the wood, where is that? That means even according to that means even the thickness of
and
the
we're
walls.
We're talking about a kibah now, not a tana.
Yes, that's what we're talking about, a kibah not a tana. So what is halacha?
We put it underneath the pot. We don't put it.
Well, we put that's what it says, that you put the fire all the way inside, all right. The way up to the top, and the rim. Okay. And the fire even comes above the surface, it comes above the rim.
Fine, but it's not, yeah.
So that's what it says. It says if you find the dead sheretz on the thickness of the walls, the thickness of the walls, the entire kiris tane. Nimsum mekoyim hanochas eitzim. The hanochas eitzim includes even the thickness. That's how the Rabbah and Shana Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda omer min hasafa, from the saf, from the edge. Hachitzoina vilifnim tame. V'achacham oimim misafa hapnimis, from the misafa hapnimis v'luchutz tohar. So machloikis, base machloikis, similar machloikis, is the thickness of the walls considered to be the inside, or they're considered to be the outside. If it's considered to be the inside, the kiris tameh. If it's considered to be the outside, the kiris tar.
Okay.
That's all they. Now I go to the next halacha. Rabbi Yosef oimer mikneged shefitzas hakedera v'lifnim tameh. He holds somewhere you put the pot. Okay, now what does that mean? Let's see over the Rav. The Rav says, "Mechenegas shuz hakadera, imokam shemaschil listaim avir hakira." The ear space of the kira nimsa hasheretz mokam. So it says, and let's see over the picture. Obviously, we need over here more. Let's see, 178. It's not really showing you where the fire is. Let's see, 178. Okay, here we have over here this arrow. Look at this arrow. Keneged shvisa sakadeira mikan meschila hakadeira lista meschila lakira. Rabbi Yosi mikan upnim mastil te hakira. Rabbi Yosi mekel yoiser mechacham is more mekel. Mokem hanochas etzim. Okay, mokem hanochas etzim who mokem shadarkoi. Ooh, see, Racha shows. Mokem hanochas etzim who mokem shadarkoi machnisim etzim lakira. The darkoi garfim gechol machutza on the outside. Blushna Rav mashlichin mimenu hoish mishval hamoiket hasofa hachitzoina the Rabbi Yehuda mikan maskel techakira v'sheretz nimsa mikan pnima tamei metamei sakera. Asaf apnim mislocham adkan who michutz l'tanu mikan elch apnim nechshav saratana. Okay, so what he's saying is as follows. It's not 100% clear, but this is what he's saying. He's saying it like this. I didn't explain it right. On this side, on the outside, you notice there's a hole. You notice the hole there. He's not showing you a picture. He's not showing you. But basically, when you need to put coal from fire, you put it. You air the fire through this entrance. There's the gap here. You take coals and you push the coals through that opening, that Pesach. That now, you pile up fire even over here on the outside, even on the edge. If you find the sheretz, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, over here, see where my pencil is exactly? The tip of my pencil? Then the entire, even though this is completely outside the kira, the whole kira is tameh. Because this is the mokum where you pile up wood. You pile up wood, you pile up fire, because it overflows. Since over here is the makom, the Pesach, where you push coals and wood and fuel into the kira, this section on the outside, even though it's completely on the outside, in halach is considered to be an extension of the kira. And if you find the dead sheretz over here, the entire kira is tameh. The Chacham disagree. They're of the opinion that if you find the dead sheretz over here, the kira is tar. It has to be at least on the inside, at least on the inside area, in order for it to be, at least on the thickness of the walls, in order for the kira to become tamei. But if we're dealing with the side of the kira, so that's a new machlokes. That's a different. That's different. Let's see one more time. Let's try it again. Nimsa makoyim, nimsa, you find the dead sheretz. You with me?
Listening.
Nimsa, you find their chariots. Mekoim in the place.
Okay.
Hanochas ha'etzim. What is the mekoim
hanochas ha'etzim? That's that Pesach over there?
That is that Pesach.
Okay,
that
now is the I'm Pesach. Getting a clear picture. Okay, now we
hanochas ha'etzim is happen over here is this area. You see, look at this picture. Mikoyim hanochas eitzim humaham mokoyim shadarko, through that mokom machnisim, we bring in eitzim lekira into the kira. The darkoi, and it's through this derech garfim gicholim, we pile up. Garfim, we remove. We remove. Garfim means we take away. We take away. We clean out. Gicholim hachutza, gicholim out. B'loshon Rav, mashlichin mimenu ha'esh. We are mashlich. We take away fire. Mishval hamaket, from the edge of the fire. So the mokoyim is where the arrow is. That location. That is mokoyim. So let's say we find the sheretz over there. Nimso, we find the sheretz mokoyim hanochas oitzim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer min hasofa hachitzoyna v'lefnim tamei. So even from the sofa hachitzoyna v'lefnim tamei, which means from here, even where the arrow begins, to here, tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Min asofa hachitzoyna v'lefnim tamei." Rabbi Yehuda, "Min asofa hachitzoyna tamei." The Chacham, "Min asofa pnimis ulechutz tar." They disagree. The Chacham say that from here, the very edge, till here, to the arrow is tar. The Chacham, "Min asofa pnimis ulechutz," from the pnimis tar. Rabbi Yosi Mir, Rabbi Yosi said it's not the machlekes. He holds mikineged shefisas hakeder v'lifnim tamei. He holds him where the pot is put on the inside of the dotted line. On the inside is tamei. Rabbi Yosi is even more makel. Not only mikineged shefisas hakeder v'lifnim tamei, and mikineged Shvisas Hakeder v'lchutz tohar. So, have three different opinions. Rabbi Yehuda is the most machmir. He holds tuma begins even right over here. Kol shekain, there's going to be tuma on the edge. The Chacham agree, there's going to be tuma along the edge, but there's no tuma here. Tuma first starts over here. And according to Rabbi Yosi, he is so megal. Not only is there no tumah from here to here, there's no tumah from here to here. Tumah first starts on the inside of the walls. Three different opinions. Let's see the Rav again. Nimsa mokam hanochas oitzim. Nimsa sheretz mokam shamanichim bo yoish oitzim bekiro v'hu hamokam shemashlichim men hoish misfas beis hamaked. The edge. Beautiful. So what's the min asaf hachitzev lefnim tomei? The thickness of the koisle hakira nechshav kelefnim.
So the whole, is this the other side, no? You're not looking at the right picture. The oivei koisle.
It's not really showing it clearly. Let's look at what it says over here. There's a caption over here. The oivei, the thickness of the koisle hakira nechshav kelefnim yudches. Perish mimokoim shemaschil hakedera listoim. Umekil tvei. Hey, this is Yud Ches. What's going on? I'm sorry, Yud Zayin. Nearly, I'm sorry. Yud Zayin. Okay, Yud Zayin. The Oive, nearly, Tehatanu Osu Kezeh. The Sofach Yitzoyin Oidefes Alapnimis Maharam. So he's coming to get a little bit more parish. He's coming to give. Oh, look at this. There's a dotted line here. No. It's not that. He's saying over here a different picture. He's coming to give. Notice over here. You see over here, the thickness of the wall. There's an inner wall and an outer wall on the kira. So he wants to say that once you get to the outer wall, already you're talking. All right, let's think, we don't need to come out. Let's keep it very simple.
Keep it simple and try to understand what's going here.
Okay, so basically, one more time. Nimsa, Nikoyim, Hanochas, you find a sheretz. On the place of the wood is put. Where is the Hanocha sheretz?
Nimsa
sheretz. B'mokam shemanichin bay ho'esh v'ho'etzim b'kira. Where are you manichin ho'esh v'etzim? You put the esh v'etzim here, where the arrow is.
Where the arrow is, all right?
Where the arrow, this arrow. You see this arrow?
That one?
That arrow. Okay. That arrow is looked a couple of inches outside.
Right.
Okay? This is the place where you put the
Eitzim.
You put the Eitzim and the Gecholim. That's the place.
And that's where we find the Sheretz.
And that's where we find the Sheretz. And what's the halacha according to the Tanakh, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Omer?
So, min
ha-safa chitzan v'lefnim, from the edge, from the arrow, where the arrow, the tip of the arrow is v'lefnim and inward.
Yeah, all the way in here.
All the way in, starting from here.
Starting from the arrow.
Tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, min ha-safa chitzan v'lefnim, tame. Min ha-safa chitzan v'lefnim, tame. The thickness.
So what he's saying is that I don't think he's saying from here. I think he's saying from the
No, it's not what he's saying. No, it's not what he's saying. It's not what he's saying. No, that's not what he's saying. Not according to the rap. Okay. Not according to the picture.
But for the words, it would be mashmash.
Nimsa mekayim hanocha. So it's in the place.
Safa means
the edge. So which edge? The edge where you begin to put the wood.
You see?
Look at the picture. This way, at least the picture says it. Look at the picture. Mokoyim hanocha so'etzim. The place where you put the wood.
Yeah. Where's the
Yeah. Here is with the arrow. You see.
But where does it say hasafa?
Who hamokoyim shadarkoy machnisim ho'etzim l'kir v'darkoy garfim. Through this location is where you remove. Gucha machutza. Look, hasafa hachitzayna.
Where is he pointing to? He's pointing to this.
No, it's a little bit. Asafa hachitzayna.
Is this the edge of the wall?
Let's see. Okay, maybe you're right. Hasafa hachitzayna l'Rabbi Yehuda. Mikan masril techakira v'sheretz animsa mikan pnima mitam esakira. Okay, you're right. Okay, from here and inward. Okay, hasofa pnimis. Okay, you're right.
That would be inside.
Inside, that would be the inner thickness. Let's say the wall is very thick.
Right.
Hasofa pnimis lechachamim ad kan. Hasofa pnimis lechachamim ad kan hu michutz l'tanur mikan ve'elech pnima. Here is still called chutz. In there is pnim. Okay, you're right. In a chanami, you can okay pnima. Nechshav sechatan. Now, what about this part? Doesn't really say.
I don't know what that is all about. What is it?
Okay, now I understand. Good, you see, very good. This is another couple of inches. According to Rabbi Yossi, the tumma starts over here.
Rabbi Yossi?
Because you don't put the pot. Rabbi Yossi, man, he's the last one. B'kineged shvisa sakadeu v'lefnim tamei'ah. B'kineged shvisa sakadeu l'chutz tar. Gevald, okay, now I finally got it. Okay, in other words, unbelievable, you really explained it here. In other words, you don't put the pot on the very edge. Where do you put the pot?
At the middle.
Okay. You put the pot a few inches in.
Mm-hmm.
So there are basically three madrigas. There's the edge of the wall.
Right.
There is the inside. There's the inner edge of the wall.
Right.
And then there's, let's say, 3 inches out. The 3 inches in.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda says, where does the tumah? Where, if you find the sheretz, where is it potentially beginning of the oven to become tame? The edge of the wall. The edge. The outer edge. The Chum say the inner edge. Rabbi Yossi says, keep on going, moving forward. You have to go in a couple of inches. There's no tum until you get in 3 inches. Because that's where you put the pot.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Got it. Mom, she got it. This, see, if not for you, we'd never understand this. Okay, because you challenged me. Listen, Nachamol. Nimsa mekoyim hanochas eitzim. If you find the sheretz in the place where you put the wood, where is that?
Outside.
That is, first of all, it's just in the area. This is the area.
Right.
The area is this opening in the kira.
Right.
What is that? Nimsa sheretz b'mokam shmichim bo eishu eitzim kira. Hu amokam shemashlichim menu eishu misfas besakad. As the place where you mashlichim, you remove from it the fire from the edge of the base of moikat. The place where the fire is burning. Menasaf achitzen v'lifnim tamei. The oive here are the key words. The thickness of koisle hakira nechshav kilifnim. the thickness of the wall. According to Rabbi Yossi, the thickness, this thickness is considered to be on the inside. So that means if you find the sheretz on top of the wall.
Is it on top? I thought we said, I thought we found it outside.
Even outside, even in the wall itself, in a chanami, anywhere, okay. Anywhere over here. Even inside the opening itself, even the thickness of the opening is less than a stick.
It makes sense if you find it inside. I'm saying outside
is tar. That's what we just said. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, men hasafa from the edge. Hachitzoina.
But that's what he says where the tumah starts.
Bilifnim, tame. So where is the tumah? Where is the sheretz?
He says nimsa. You found it outside.
What does outside mean? No, out. No.
Look, nimsa makam hanachas eitz.
What is makam? Oh, yeah, please pay. I have to go.
Nimsa makam hanachas eitz. You found it outside.
Let's do bird's eye view. I know. But look here. Like this here. Here's a bird's eye view. This entire area is called the Mokam Hanochas Eitzim. Nimsa Mekoyim Hanochas Eitzim. Okay, this entire area.
Over here?
Yeah.
Oh, we said that before you
No,
were saying
I made
inside.
A mistake. No, no.
Outside.
This area,
so
inside.
Oh, so let's go across the street now. This. So instead of saying it's over here, you're saying it's inside?
Well, let's see. Let's explain that. There are three opinions. Opinion number one says, if you find the sheretz...
Your hand is in the way.
You find the sheretz in the area. Let's say you find the sheretz right over here, where the X is. Right over here. I find the sheretz over here.
Okay, that makes sense.
Is the kiratame?
He says, yeah.
That's the first mandiyama.
Right.
Nimsa, you find it in the place. This is a hakdam to the Mishnah. I find the sheretz in the mekayim hanochas ha'itzim. The mekayim hanochas ha'itzim starts here and ends over here.
Okay.
This is the mekayim. So very large. It has three parts: the beginning of the thickness of the wall, the end of the thickness of the wall,
okay.
And this area
so it's
inside.
Not the outside, though.
So the
it's not the outside.
Not the. Let's see.
Okay.
The mekayim hanochas ha'etzim is starting
outside.
Here.
Good.
Starting here to here.
Good.
All of this, we bring the wood in.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda Oimer min hasafa.
Hachitzoina.
The edge. Hachitzoina. This is the outer edge. Vilifnim.
Going
and going in anywhere in
right.
Tame.
Good.
If I find the sheretz here, am I inside?
Absolutely.
Tame. What about the Chum? The Chum say no.
No, Yisuf Apnim is from here.
I have to find it here.
Correct.
Because if I find it over here, right. This area is Tahar, according to the Rabbanan. This is not called part of the Kir, which is Metame. You have to find it inside the inner wall.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda Meir min Asafa Hachitzoina from the Safa Hachitzoina for Lefanim Tomei. The Achachomim Rim Misafa Hapanimis from the Safa the Panimis Ulchutz going this way is Tahar. Anywhere inside the thickness of the wall is Tahar. Is that good? You clear with this?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yossi Emer, even that's tar. Mikineged, where is tuma from this dotted line? Only in here is there going to be tuma, because even in this section is not called part of the inside of the kira. You don't put a pot on this area.
Mikineged svisas hakader. What does that mean?
Where you put the pot down? Where do you put the pot down?
Well, it's not here, but. It's 3 feet in.
What do you put? You put the pot down in. You don't put the pot on the edge.
Right.
You don't put the pot down on the edge. You don't put the pot over here, not over here, not over here. You put the pot over here.
Yeah.
So you find the sheretz over here, according to Rabbi Yossi, what's the halacha?
It's tahar.
Tahar. Over here it's tahar. Where is the first place where it's tameh?
From the edge of the 3 feet.
Right, because that's where you put the pot. You can neged shvisa sagdev ulchutz from the place
of
the settling of the pot, the setting of the pot ulchutz and out.
No, and in, no?
Ulchutz, out.
This is tameh?
Tahar.
Oh, it says tar.
Mikneged shvitzas hakader ulechutz
tar.
Yeah. Only from here in is it tameh.
Right, Nimsa.
That's a new case now.
Oh.
Okay, so we're clear with this?
Absolutely.
We'll do this again?
Why not?
Okay, it's klar. Nimsa mekoyim hanochas oetzim. What is the mekoyim hanochas oetzim? It is starting here.
Correct.
Until here.
Correct.
It's a very large, broad area.
Correct.
Which we're going to break up into three parts.
Absolutely.
We're going to break up into the part, the edge, the outer edge,
right,
the inner edge, right, and the mekoyim shvisa sakadera. We have three opinions in the Mishnah as to where the tumah potential for sheretz to be found will cause the entire kibbutz to become tamei. Nimsa mekoyim hanochas oetzim, kama. Three opinions. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, the most machmer. Menasofa hachitzoyim v'lefnim. V'lefnim tamei. Anywhere starting from this edge going inwards is automatically tamei. Chum say no. This area from the sof hapnimus v'lechutz, tohar.
This, see, how can we change this?
Okay, that's a lashon of a mishnah. That's a side kash. That's a lashon. But this section is tar.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosi Oimer, mikineged shvisa sakrev lefnim tamei. Even this area is going to be tar. Only starting from here inward is it going to be tamei.
Yeah.
But this even this area is going to be
great.
Is going to be tar. It's going to be tar. Mikineged shvisa sakrev lechutz tar. From here is Tomei, from here and outward is Tar.
Again, now he's being
more elaborate.
Yeah.
He's saying both sides.
Yeah.
From here and in is Tomei, from here and out is Tar.
Uh-huh.
Good?
Good.
Gewaldig. Next part of the Mishnah. Nimsa mekoyim yeshiva sabalon. Nimsa yeshiva sabalon. B'mokom sheyeshev ha-mechameim esamayim l'merchatz. The place where the mechamim, the kettle, the water container for the merchatz. So, what does it say? This is mokum yeshivas habalon, mokum yeshivas tzaba, or the place of the tzaba. What's the tzaba means? The place of the dyer. The dyer has hot water. Or mekoyim yeshivas shel shoklei zaysim. One who cooks zaysim.
Habala
means a bathhouse attendant. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out what a balan
is. A balan is a bathhouse attendant. A bathhouse attendant. You go to a mikvah?
Bathhouse attendant have to do with the pot.
They have a massive pot. Habalan. In the bathhouse, they have
the hot water and put it
massive hot water they pour into the bath. So here you have, here over here.
I mean, that's what they have in the other room by Schmidt.
Shabalan, what?
That's what they have in the other room by Schmidt.
Mokoyim Shabalon Yoyeshev Olav. Okay, so this is a place where the balon, they have this big, massive monstrosity. They have a big fire going on.
Balon is a pot?
Balon means a bathhouse attendant.
Oh. Nimsa Mokoyim Yeshivas HaBalon. Bathhouse attendant is sitting?
Yeah, he sits on this. He sits down. He sits over here. He sits over here.
It's too hot, dude. Huh?
It's not too hot. Obviously, it's not too hot. I guess he wants to keep warm in the winter.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nimsa.
Nimsa Mokam
Yeshiva. If you find the sheretz in the place of Yeshiva Sabalon,
which is this here,
which is this area, here's a massive oven. There's a fire going on here, cooking up this kettle of water.
This balon has to sit.
And he sits on this, and there's a dead sheretz over there. The question is, does the tumah of the sheretz spread to the pot?
Mm-hmm.
Or Mikoyim Yeshiva Hatzaba. Substitute this entire picture for a dyer. When they would dye clothing, they would boil up hot water and add ingredients to make the color. Okay? Hatzaba. Umekoyim yeshiva shel sholkei zeisim. People who cook olives. They would cook olives in a big pot like this. Exactly. This configuration is identical. So it's one size fits all. This thing was identical for people who, for people in the berachatz, people who dyed clothing, and people who shalke zesim, tohar. Ein tamei elam in hastima velufnim. It's only tamei from the stima velufnim. Let's take a look at the picture. Let's see what they write first. Ein tamei elam in hastima velufnim. Mestima sakadeh sheyesh by mayim from the closing of the pot. Sheesh by Maim Oyatzaba or Shigas Azesim, Uvitaisefta Mukach the Ain Tommy Element Astima Belofnim to Kamahacha, Heinekish and Nitla Hasheretz Ba'avir, when it's suspended in the air space, Veloin Nog Avabutumas Maga, The tama filu minastima peluchot. So you see where it's suspended. Okay, let's take a look at the picture. You with me?
Yeah.
Mikoyim yeshiva sablon. Boilet minakira binyan cholul shabalon yoyeshev olav. It extends from the binyan, an extension, and the balon sits. Hachalal shemitachas mokum yeshiva sablon einay nechshav l'toy hakira. This section, past Adlam, is not considered in halacha to be toy hakira. Okay? It's not toy hakira. B'meilo, v'sheretz, Hanim Sasham Ainim Mitamas Sheritz that is suspended here is not Mitam of the Kira. The Kosar Abshim Noga Sheritz Bedefne Ashel Hamakam Meshu Sabalon did Mishi, but if it does make contact.
The Sheritz that's
suspended.
Suspended?
Because the Rav says if the Sheritz.
Suspended, what can it be sitting?
Because the Rav says that if it's touching, if the Sheritz is actually making physical contact with the walls of this section, the entire thing becomes Tameh. So we have to say the case going with the sheretz is not making physical contact. The sheretz is at best is just suspended in mid-air.
In mid-air.
Teich, only on the inside. This is not called teich, okay? Now what is over here? Lechachom, and they disagree.
So it's suspended. So what happens?
So what happens is that this section is tar, and this section, and nothing, everything is tar.
Everything is tar because it's suspended.
It's not called toich. The Torah says the only time a sheretz metami when it's in the toich is this area called toichat tar or toichat kira.
Which would be here, you mean?
Right.
Since it's over here, it's not.
It's not considered to be called toich. However, there is tumas maga. Tumas maga means if it comes in physical contact. It's a yad.
But it's not touching anything.
It's not touching. So since it's not touching, so I guess this would be called a yad. If it was touching, it would be a yad. If it's a yad, it would be tummy. But being that it's not, that this is not, this is only called a yad, it's not called a toich. So if it's suspended, it's tar. If it's a regular tan or a kiran, it's suspended, it's tummy. But we don't consider this to be part of the primary oven, so it's not going to become, it's not tummy.
Yeah.
Okay? Now let's see. Kishragim, Racham disagree. The Chachamim say, "Misvas kira maschil from the edge of the kira maschil akira." Umishon ve'elach mekayel akira tuma bechachalot. They disagree. The Chachamim say, "Nimsa v'kum shavak banim v'mochim zavatza nimmochim shavak v'alon shozedim ein tamei ella min astima v'lufnim." So it's tahar. Now, what does the Chachamim? What does the Chachamim over here say? What is this picture 180? Ain't tamei ela minastima v'lufnim. It's only tamei minastima v'lufnim. Kirshregilim laniachas hakiyera b'mokim mesuyim al gabe akira rak b'mokim shahaya yera susemes sapesach akira nechshav teich akira umisham ve'elach mekabos akira tuma b'chalala. Right. Kirshregilim laniachas hakiyera b'mokim mesuyim al gabe akira rak b'mokim shahaya yera susemes. As a pesachir, nechshav teichakir, mishavelech mikavos tuma to mechalol. On board the parish Harambam, the Mishnah of Chiddush Agra, shezodav kol Rabbi Yosi ve'ein kein das chachamim. Lachachamim misvas kira, maschil teichakir, mishavelech mikavos akir tuma mechalol. Okay, just points over here that this halacha, it says in the Mishnah that where is the tuma? What's called the teich? Only the part where the pot sits upon. If you have an open area where the pot is not sitting upon, that's not called the teich. Teich is only the area within the dotted line of lufnim. The Rabban disagree. The Rabban hold any part of the open area is called the teich akira. Okay, this is a small point. Not really so much what we need to know. So one more time, nimsa mekoy mishuvsak balon. If you find the sheret suspended in the place of the balon, Malkim Mishuv Hatsaba, the dyer. Malkim Mishuv Shulchan Zaitzin. It's the same exact thing.
Instead the dyer sits in the same place as the balon.
Same place, yeah. This.
Why does the dyer sit here for?
I guess to watch it. He has to wait until the temperature is just right, so he knows when to put in the ingredients in order to make the clothing the right color. There's a science to exactly when.
So you mean they use the same type of pot?
Same oven and pot.
Oh.
For three different professions.
Yeah.
Balon, Tzaba, Sholke Zaysen.
Sholke Zaysen is what? Squeezing it?
People that cook. Sholik means to extended cooking.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like
Extended cooking. Sholokim.
Like boiled. Right.
Extended cooking.
Boiled vegetables.
Correct. So the rule is Ein Tamei Elamin Hastima V'Liftim. What is Stima? Stima means the place where the oven with pot closes the kira.
The place up here.
What place? Mikneged Shrisas El Chod Nimsa Mekoyim Shiva Sabalan. We find the Sharit Spel right. Where the Balan sits. Mekoyim Shiva Satsaba, where Dyer sits. Mekoyim Shiva Shulke Zes, the place where the Shulke Zesim sit. Tohar. Ain Tame Elamin Hastima Vulufnim. Tumma only comes from the steam. What's the steamer? The dotted line. You see the dotted line?
Yes.
The dotted line. You see over here there's a pot? The pot is being soysim from that dotted line of the lefnim. What about the other part of the oven that's past the dotted line? That may be taught me according to the chachomim, but not according to Rabbi Yossi.
Makam Yeshivas Hatzaba, or Makam Yeshivas Hatzaba, all the same thing. Makam Yeshivas Shalke Zazim, Tah. So the whole
thing is tar.
Ain Tame Elamin Hastima Lufnim. The only time it's
Tame is only if the sherets will be found from the steamer, this dotted line.
You mean even if it's hanging, it will be
right.
Tame?
Yes, of course.
It's
toich.
It's toich. Okay.
So we chaz the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Makom nimsa makom is a very shere Mishnah. Nimsa makom hanochas ha'etzim.
Right.
If you find the sherets in the place of the etzim, which includes section A, B,
and C.
A, B, and C. The edge is the A, B is the inner, and C is the mokoyim shvisas, the setting. Shvisa means to set the pot. Shvisas hakadera. So nimsa mokoyim nachas shvima eitzim. So Rabbi Yehuda imem and asaf achit soyna the lefnim tame. Even from the outer edge and inward is tame, the most chomor. Vachamim mecham say no. Only misaf ha'penimis ulechutz from here and outward is tar. This section is tar. Inside is tame. Rabbi Yosi is the most makel. Rabbi Yosi yomer mikineget shvisas ha'kedera v'lefnim.
Where they put the pot.
V'lefnim is tame. But from here and out is tar. Mikineget ha'kedera v'lefnim tame. From here and out is Tahar.
Right.
New case. Nimsa Mikoyim Yeshivas HaBalan. You find the sheret suspended in the place of the balan. Here's the sherets.
Balan is in it.
Or Mikoyim Yeshivas HaTzaba. If this whole configuration was for the Tzaba. Or Mikoyim Yeshivas HaShalke Zaysim. Tahar. Because
it's not the toich
of the Tana. It's considered to be an extension of the Tana. But ain tame. When do we say that if a sheretz is suspended, it's mitame? Stima v'lefnim. Stima means the closing off. The closing off of what? The closing off of the pot.
Correct.
And that's this dotted line.
How is it staying on the thing?
On the edge. What do you mean?
Yeah, but it's not on this edge.
That's right. Doesn't need only two is enough.
It's got two edges is enough.
Two edges enough.
What
you have to live a life of risk.
Not you.
Live on the edge.
Not you. What do you call it?
It's very delicate. Don't blow. It might fall down. It might get hurt.
But you would never get permission from the government for this.
Why wouldn't you just say
it's like the second one there who says that it has to be over?
The Chum say no, that's the Machlaikas. Azor state, this is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, according to this continuation of Rabbi Yossi, he holds that Minastima Vilifnim. It has only thing that's called Toich is the part where the pot is. Anything that's past the pot is not called Toich.
It's hard to understand that.
Where are you going?
I gotta go, buddy. I gotta take care of the wife today.
Okay. She has a good husband.
I'm not sure about that.